there was a real disconnect between how I presented with friends, with family outwardly, and how I was behind closed doors. I appeared as very confident and fun. I was always life and soul. And only in hindsight did I realise that maybe all of the energy was a little manic. It was a transference of, you know, some behaviours that were unhealthy for me. An eating disorder that I'd lived with for 15 years, I basically was like, oh, I'm going to just shift this to work.
Now our next guest has become one of the UK's most prominent broadcasters, hanging her stellar TV career on her bright, bubbly persona.
I had this level of expectation that if I was supposed to do a thing, if I was meant to do this thing, that it should feel seamless. That person, she does it and it looks effortless. And so buying into the fantasy, it just became so strangling. It pulled the joy out of everything I ever did because there was no room to ask for help.
I want to talk about your catalyst moment, this moment where you realised you deserve to kind of find joy and you weren't happy and, you know, something had to change. And I think what fascinates me, if you don't mind me saying, about this catalyst moment is that from the outside, again, it should have been the happiest of moments. It was the birth of your first child. And yet that was the moment actually you felt your life imploded.
Yeah, it probably was one of those things where the expectation around that moment, I thought I would feel whole. I would feel full and happy. I'd be natural. I would, in moments of desperation, like text people, and then I would shamefully kind of retreat and be like, oh no, it's absolutely fine. So I knew something was wrong. It was the first time I had said that to anybody, where I was like, something needs to change, whatever it is, I don't care. I don't have the answers anymore. I've read all the self-help books. I've read everything since I was 15 years of age. And I've been trying to consume all of these things and nothing is working for me. Please help me.
What helped you kind of create a different pathway, mm-hmm. cultivating self-belief, self-esteem, self-worth, a real relationship with yourself?
Gratitude was the thing that was a kind of recurring theme and practice to me. And I completely took it for granted because it was easy and free. I call gratitude the gateway drug into wellness. It's the easiest way, the easiest habit, or one of the things that you can do to kind of properly shift your perspective. Self-care can feel Instagrammable and beautiful and like aesthetically pleasing, but a little bit hollow if self-compassion is not at the core of what you're doing every day. And that is to accept the messy, ugly, embarrassing bits of yourself that aren't as evolved or as fabulous as you think they are.